In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed, Thursday, Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 15 to 29. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. I read from the Gospel. Then he got into the boat, followed by his disciples. Suddenly, a storm broke over the lake, so violent that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. So they went to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are lost." And he said to them, "Why are you so frightened, you who have so little faith?" And then he stood up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. They were astounded and said, "Whatever kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is very close by. Turn to him in faith. Jesus is very close by. Turn to him in faith. Today, dear friends, our gospel passage is the very familiar story of Jesus and his apostles in a boat crossing the lake while their boat meets violent waves. We are told with this turbulence, while the apostles were worried sick and frightened, covered with fear of an eventual casualty and death, there was Jesus in that very boat, calm, unperturbed, and asleep. Was he not hearing their cry? Was he not seeing their efforts to battle the waves? Could he be that insensitive? Was he really and truly asleep? If so, could he truly have had a sound and peaceful sleep amidst all that noise and battling boat? These questions are important to help our analysis of the scene, thus rendering a better understanding of the message behind it. This episode, beloved, reminds us of an almost similar one as reported by Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 32. At that scene, the apostles' boat was also battling with the winds in the middle of the lake, late into the night, and there was Jesus approaching them while walking on the lake. We recall that Peter tried to walk towards him, but began to sink when he gave in to fright. And he told them not to be afraid. In today's episode, Jesus tells them a similar thing because a similar event happens, but with little differences in details. Jesus is in the boat with them, and they are still afraid. Why? He tells them because they have little faith. Jesus was not truly asleep. For how could he sleep amidst all the turbulence and noise and screams of desperation from the apostles? He only pretended to sleep to see what they would be up to. How many times too, dear friends, do we have Jesus with us, very close by, yet we are so afraid? It means we do not know who he is. This is because, like the apostles, we have Jesus, yet we do not know his worth. We have Jesus by us, yet we live in a setting on awareness of his presence. We have Jesus, yet we have no knowledge, or we doubt his power. We have Jesus, yet we fear and worry because of no faith of his desire and willingness to save us and not let us perish. It doesn't make sense, beloved, that you have Jesus and you are afraid. That Jesus is with you in your boat and you are covered with fear and fright. There is a problem. It means you do not know him, or you do not know his power, or you do not know his worth. How can you, a Christian who has Jesus, you have Jesus every day, receive him in the Blessed Sacrament, consume him, he is in you, he is with you, and you are afraid and worried? Beloved, put a question mark. Then you do not know Jesus, or you do not know his worth. The apostles proved their limited knowledge of Jesus. They did not know him, who they were with, and who he was. So when Jesus only spoke and calmed the storm, they exclaimed, "What kind of a man is this? He gives orders even to the winds and the sea, and they obey him." Matthew chapter 8, verse 27. Oh, dear friend, Jesus wants you to know this. As you go through life, especially during its strong winds and troubling waters, he is right there with you in your troubling boat. He may seem to sleep or be insensitive, as the apostles thought. "Don't you care?" they said, "we are perishing." Matthew 8, verse 25. Yet, dear friend, he is not asleep. He wants you to have faith in him and trust that he can do all things, because with him in your boat, you are majority. If you have Jesus by you, you need not fear. You need not worry. He rebuked the apostles. "Men of little faith," he said, Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Just be patient and turn to him in faith. He knows what to do. He only needs a word to order the calm. Our duty is just to turn to him. Beloved, our only defect is, like the apostles, we fail to see his presence. We fail to feel his presence. He is there with us. He is there with you. And he always wants you to know that he is always with you. He is there with you through good friends who console and give you good advice. He is there with you in the Blessed Sacrament. Go visit him and spend quality time with him. At least, the apostles turned to him, though in fright. Some of us rather run to other places and persons for solutions. Jesus is right there with you. Turn to him in faith and trust. He can do it. He did it before for others, and he will do it too for you. So then, dear friend, do not be afraid. Move around and cheer up. You have a God who is aware of what you are going through. Besides, he is bigger than the problem, and always, 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 he has a solution for it. There is nothing he cannot do. No storm he cannot calm. If even the winds obey him, what then would be above him? So then, beloved, Jesus is very close by you. Turn to him in faith. You just need to be aware of his presence. You need to feel his presence. and you need not worry or fear. He will calm every troubling storm for you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.